Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via landline or cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. You guys can call in and comment on today's episode. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Again, this is coming up on the end of the year. And next, hopefully, in your life are income taxes, tax work, and all that stink, all those things that's going to be dominating the news and everything over the next few months. So if you do need help, or if you do need a second opinion, or whatever you may need, call the professionals at CPA on Duty, 770-732-0244. And again, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. You guys can call in and comment on the topic. Now, before I get into the show, we got some bad news over the yesterday evening, so to speak. A while back, some of you that know me, some of you don't really know me, but a while back, a few years ago, we started a church, and one of the ministers in the church was a female, a young lady, and well-versed and had things in line and was a full-blown pastor. And while we were building the church, she found out she had breast cancer. I mean, that's been years ago. And she seemed to have been doing great. But over the last, I guess, few weeks or whatever, I mean, She had complications, I assume, with the cancer, and she passed away. So our deepest regrets are to her family, and we've been on the phone this morning. Talking to people, and it's really a tough time for us. So keep us in your prayers, and keep their family in your prayer, in your prayers. I appreciate that, and we have to move on. It's tough when you lose someone that's, you know, close to your family. And not alone to say, it's people like, you know, your parents, or for her sake, her dad, which survived her, his daughter. And but our prayers are with them. And I always say to myself that you don't know how you're going to react to something like this. But you always have to keep in mind, and you guys can take this with you for the rest of your lives, you always have to keep in mind that God doesn't make mistakes. And he brought her home for a reason, his own reason. And although sometimes we get upset with God maybe and say things that we don't believe or we don't really feel, at the moment, that's how you feel. Excuse me. But you will realize that he's in charge. Okay, he's in charge. And if he wants you to live till you're 90, 100 years old, you will. If he wants you to live till you're 20 years old, you will. 30, 40, 50, 60 years old, you will. But when he's ready for you, it's your time to go. All right? So I just wanted to say that and get that out of the way. But tough time for us here. Anyway, 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. You guys can call and comment on the topic. Again, 818-301-5834. Today's word of the day is, let's see. Right, excuse me. Man, I can't get my throat clear this morning. It's 55 degrees right now in the ATL. We're looking at a high of 68 today, a low of 49, and a low of 55 tonight. And we have partly sunny skies today. Tomorrow, we have more rain coming in, pretty much 100% chance. 63 degrees is our high, 49 will be our low tomorrow. Thursday, 58 and 38. Friday, 48 and 28. At night. So the temperature after all this rain, the temperature is starting to drop. So dress yourselves accordingly, dress your kids accordingly, and stay away from the cold and the flu. All right. Now, today's word of the day is petulant. Petulant. P-E-T-U-L-A-N-T, petulant. Petulant is an adjective, and it means insolent or rude in speech or behavior. Wow, petulant means insolent or rude in speech or behavior. The second meaning is characterized by temporary or capricious ill humor, peevish. Okay? So petulant is our word of the day, rude in speech or behavior. So I don't know how this happens, but this word ties right into today's episode, which is verbal or physical abuse. What is worse? Okay, so we're going to talk about the differences between verbal and physical abuse, not only to kids, but between husband and wife, along with adults. Okay, and so we're going to talk about that for a little bit. But again, excuse me, petulant. Petulant means insolent or rude in speech or behavior. Let's see what insolent means. Insolent means rude or impolite, having or showing a lack of respect for other people. That's insolent. And so that's a great piece to lead into today's topic. Verbal or physical abuse, what is worse? And again, if you guys want to call in and comment, please do. Now, what is verbal abuse? What is physical abuse? Some people don't know the difference between the two. Verbal abuse, of course, is things you say, the way you talk to people, the words that you use when you talk to people. And, you know, some people say that verbal abuse is sometimes worse than physical abuse. And I believe that because if you, when I was growing up, we used to get whoopings with, switches. So my mom used to say, go outside, grab me a switch off that bush. You know what's getting ready to happen. So I'd have to go outside, pull a switch off of the bush, and she'd get my legs with it, okay? Or she'd hit me across my back with it, across my arms, anywhere to see that where I was jumping around, because a switch, that's bad news, all right? These kids today don't know about this, but a switch is bad news. It's something that you don't want to get a whooping with, okay? A belt, hey, I can deal with a belt. And a hand, I can deal with a hand, you know, on my butt. But a switch, when you have on shorts, short sleeves, whatever, but even if you don't have on short sleeves, if that switch hits you right, you're going to have a welt on your skin that's going to last probably a day or two, okay? And that's your reminder that, you know, you just got a whooping, okay? And that's what happened to us. And I'm talking about us when I say old school people in my generation. That's how we got disciplined. That's what you call physical abuse. Okay? But, you know, you got that whooping. You had those welts left on your arm or on your legs or whatever for a day or two. But after they were gone, you were okay. You didn't forget. Okay? You didn't forget that whooping. But after the scars were gone, you were okay, right? Now, the verbal abuse that people take or people deal with, verbal abuse, I believe, it never goes away. It's a scar in your brain that never goes away. People say sometimes, did you hear how she talked to me? That's something that will never go away. So if you verbally abuse your kids, if you talk to them in harsh words, bad words, curse words, you know, you cuss them out, call them every name in the book. Some people do that. Stupid, dumb, ignorant. You know, when you say those kid things to your kids, and you say them, and you say them more than you do, I love you, or, you know, how you doing today? You're looking great today. You're a beautiful kid. You know, how'd you get that look? I guess you got it from me. Those things are also scarred within their brains, within their minds. But that's good scarring, right? The verbal abuse that you lay into your kids, they start to believe they're stupid, they're ignorant, they're dumb, they're ugly. They start to believe that, and those things, again, are scarred in your brain. Always there. Start to give your kids their self-esteem starts to fall. If you continue to do that, their self-esteem will fall. So try to be conscious not to treat your kids like that, because you don't want other people to talk to your kids that way. So I don't think you should talk to your kids that way. Feed them some positive, because when they do get in the streets and they're not with you, they're going to get the negative. Oh, believe me, they're going to get the negative when they're out in the street. So try to feed as much positive as you can at home. Feed them positive. Let them know, you know, your feelings toward them in a positive way. Okay? Give them something to build on. Give them, because, you know, you talk to your kids this way, they're gonna turn around and talk to their kids that way. And then, you know, when you become a grandparent, I'm not a grandparent, but I know there are a lot of grandparents out there. But when you become a grandparent and you hear your son or your daughter talking to your grandson or your granddaughter the way you talk to them, you're going to be like, ho, pump the brakes. You're getting a little bit out of hand with that. And that's what you're going to say to your kids about the way that they talk to their grandkids. But, in, when you turn around, it all goes back to you. That's the way you to your kids. So that's the way your kids going to talk to their kids, because that's what they know. And again, it's a scar in their brain. Physical abuse. Y'all know what physical abuse is. Physical abuse is, is the beating, the whoopings. And you know, you don't see that a lot these days because people are afraid to discipline their kids in that way. But I think that that's one of the biggest problems we have with young kids today. They're not being disciplined in the way that the prior generation was disciplined. We were disciplined with belts and switches. When you did something wrong, you knew what was coming. Okay, when I grew up, when I did something wrong, I knew what was coming. And I may get a beating at school, in the elementary school, by the principal. Go to the principal's office, and he had a paddle. Then he told you, okay, you know what's coming now. Bend over. And we had a male principal. And he bend you over and wagga, wagga. And you take a couple of hard licks to the backside. And he send you on back to class. But when you got back to class, hey, you were straight. And the other kids knew that you had gotten straightened out by the principal, because they know exactly what comes when you go to the principal's office. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. This is going to be a great week. This is going to be a great week for me, for you, everybody, because we're going, these are the last few days, 2015. Actually, we have, and my phone tells me, we have 2 days, 13 hours, and 34 minutes, and 17 seconds left in 2015. Not quite 3 days left. And now we're coming into the new year. We're coming into 2016. At 16 years from 1999. And, you know, in 1999, everybody was scared. They were stacking canned goods all in their basement, stacking up water and all this stuff, saying that that's going to be the end of the world. Nothing happened. We clicked on over to the year 2000, and now we all the way to 2016. What are you gonna do in 2016? How are you gonna better your life? I'm not saying this just to my audience. I'm talking to myself as well. I'm telling myself. I'm asking myself, how am I going to better my life? How am I going to do better than I did in 2015? I want to do better. Okay? And, I want to do something that's going to help someone else. Okay? So, and then, Louis, if we get back to the topic of physical abuse, that's where you would, you know, you hear of husband and wife fighting. They may fight verbally, okay? That's the verbal abuse. But then sometimes in some households, next comes the physical abuse, where he may, you know, get upset and turn and slap her in the face. He may get upset and punch her. He may get upset and push her down. Or vice versa. I mean, it isn't just men beating women, but women, they're women who beat men. She may slap him upside the head or slap him in the face, punch him in the stomach, punch him in the chest, punch him in the arm, push him down, invite her brothers over to give him what he deserves. That's physical abuse. But you say, you know, you don't want to walk around with a black eye. Right? Who does? But that's physical abuse. Now, the black eye is going to go away. Okay? But what's not going to go away is the act. You won't forget him punching you in your eye, or you won't forget her punching you in your eye, breaking your nose. You know, all kinds of things have happened to men and women who've been in altercations with their spouses. I don't want to be in an altercation with my spouse physically. Now, we say things to each other that sometimes shouldn't be said. I'm guilty of it as well. I'm trying to get better. try to hold my tongue a lot of times. And so, but what I'm saying is, please don't get to the physical part. The physical part is not you. That's not you. Guys, you don't want to beat your women. Women, you know, ladies, you don't want to beat your man. Because what you're doing there is you're running them away. Then you know they're gone. And then you get with someone else, and now you can't push him around, but he want to push you around. The tables turn. Now you're getting physically abused, and you were dishing out the physical abuse. Same thing happens. You know, you just turn around. Now you've run her off. Now you got another girl, and she's physically abusing you. You come in late, she waiting for you. She slapped you upside the head. She beat you. She call her brothers over and jump on you. What happens there? Same thing. So don't get into that, guys. Don't get into that, ladies. Verbal abuse is just as worse as physical abuse. So what I say is, consciously, stay away from either act. Stay away from it. Take care of her. Take care of him. Not the other way around. And then when you verbally abuse your kids, don't do it. That verbal abuse is a nightmare. That's all the time I have today, guys. Take care of yourselves. We're headed into the new year. But join me tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on the Frank Williams Show. And we're gonna have some good stuff going on tomorrow. All right? Again, take care of yourselves, guys, and we'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. This Frank, I'm over, and I'm out. I'll see you.
some respect.